Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast.
And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Podcast of Zelda. This is episode 17. Today we've got a really big group. This is going to be the friend cast. We've got Matt and Alex.
Yep.
And Nick. And Nick has two friends.
Hello.
Why don't you introduce them?
Okay. On my right, if you are my computer, your left, we got Kyle Daniels. Say hello, Kyle.
Hello.
That's Kyle. And then to my left, my computer's right, we got Kyle Burnett. Say hello, Kyle.
Hello.
That they have both beautiful voices. They're made for podcasting.
Gaming community.
Not even a community, more of a cult.
Gaming
cult community. Okay, that's it. I'm done rambling.
All right, so then there's myself, Adam, and my friend Will.
Hello.
Will I Am is back on the podcast.
Yes.
Wait, was Will on? Like was Will on Fergie previously?
No, that was Chase.
Oh, that was Chase.
Oh, the gay one.
That was Chase. Yeah.
The one that was blowing his load to the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's understandable.
We're going to have a three-way load blow over here for the Beatles.
Kyle Daniels has a really nice Revolver shirt on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do my favorite part of the podcast. What are we wearing?
I'm wearing a Beatles Rock Band shirt.
I bet I know what Alex is
very
wearing.
Very nice.
Is it nothing?
Alex. I'm wearing a postpartum depression t-shirt turned inside out and a sweatshirt.
I'm wearing a post-apocalyptic really nice depression shirt.
I have these really nice socks that say PE on them.
I'm wearing a Guinness shirt.
Well,
I have a tie-dye shirt.
Guinness?
No, like the beer Guinness.
I've got a navy
God rest his soul.
Man,
God rest
guys,
his soul.
Alex is Alex is, it's alcohol cast for him.
Right.
That's his
that's
only,
my
friend.
Only friend. It's going to get crazy.
my friend today is my iPhone. Right.
So now now we know what we're wearing.
It's my alcohol in my left hand.
And the ladies won't know he's Korean. Let's talk over each other.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
All right, so what have you guys been playing? Matt, why don't you go first?
Oh, me. Let's see. I'm going to look at this list of what I've been playing.
Confirm
you're ruining the illusion again.
Falkland. I went to the Falkland Islands, and I did some skeet shooting. which, as we know, is the best place.
It's a spectator
sport. It's the best
sport.
Place to do it. I got a PS3 game from one of my stupider friends for Christmas.
Did you get a PS3?
No. See, okay. I have these two friends, and they both have the same.
Kyle,
they both have the same
yourself.
Name.
Defend yourself.
and they may or may not be on this podcast. And they both got me Christmas gifts, and both of the Christmas gifts they got me were for my PS3, and I don't even have a PS3 yet. So, one, let's call him Lyle Kernett, got me District 9 on Blu-ray. And
that's good.
A good movie.
Lyle Schmanuels got me Folklore on PS3. And would have been good gifts if I had a PS3, so.
If you have a PS3, you're gonna Lyle love it. rest in peace, Lyle Lovett. We'll never forget you. 9/11, never forget Brittany Murphy.
God rest her soul.
But anyway, right, Folklore, I played the first chapter of that game. It's really cool. Got good visuals, fun combat, cool story, cheesy voice acting. It's got it all.
Well, you and I did most of the voice acting during the gameplay.
Yeah, and we do voices. That's what we do in games that don't have voices.
Voices and scripts.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
reporting
some numbers. It looks like we got, for episode 15, total downloads, 286. That's a lot of downloads.
What about 16?
16 hasn't had that kind of success.
We haven't been on for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to listen to
Laura's,
this.
Wait,
about
Laura's
that.
Back.
Laura's back, but she's out.
So she should be whoring out our podcast again.
She's whoring out at a party for real life then.
There you go.
spread your e-legs, sweet. Everybody. Laura's back.
Yeah, so that's Falkland Islands. That's what I've been doing. So.
All right, Alex.
I've been playing Rock Band Beatles.
You got it. You reversed the title.
Beatles Rock Band.
I'm wearing a Beatles Rock Band shirt right now. So
there you go.
No, it's.
I was very confused. For
no,
a moment.
No, it's the.
No,
it's
guys,
rock
it's
band,
Green Day
Beatles.
Rock
no,
Band.
It's the Beatles Rock Band. Beatles comes before Rock.
Okay,
band.
I was playing some game that had the Beatles songs in it. I don't know what it's called anymore.
But you were rocking out and you were in a band.
Dance Dance Revolution.
I was in a
Beatles
band
Hero.
And I was playing drums,
Paradise.
So I was pretending to be Ringo.
Oh,
there
Rock
we go.
Band Wings. Metal Gear Beatles.
I had New Super Mario Brothers, and I actually found quote-unquote friends to play with, and I
that's
killed
good.
Them all. Yeah,
are they Asian,
yeah.
too?
That's impressive. No,
oh,
were
yeah,
white.
Alex, I saw some pictures of you on Facebook with some Asian people.
Oh, yeah. I saw some pictures of your cousin, and she's really hot. Guys, Alex has a hot cousin.
Oh, that was your cousin?
Hit her up on Facebook.
Yeah, dumbass.
That's too bad.
She's a hilf. Yeah.
Wah.
Wait, no. It'd be kilf, I guess. I got hot before I got cousins, so maybe a kilf. I'll just go with ALF, because she's Asian.
Yeah. She's legal, so you can, whatever
you, know
what, you
but is
do
she ill? Is she
time.
Legal in this country?
Yeah, she's legal in this country and in Thailand.
Oh, wait, she's Thai?
No, she's Korean. If she were to be in Thailand, she would be legal
if she
also.
Went to Thailand,
yeah,
it would
okay.
be okay.
That makes sense.
Yes. There you go. But if you're legal in Thailand, you're not necessarily going to be legal anywhere
you could
else.
You could be 5 years old.
I'm pretty sure you're born legal in Thailand.
That's the whole point. Well, that's the whole point. You could be... She could be like 5 or 6, and that'll be great in Thailand. Not necessarily legal in the United States.
I love how easily you tolerate.
No, not necessarily.
I love how easily you tolerate all this cousin talk. Sometimes, like, are you sure we're not like the subconscious reason you're drinking so much right now?
I'm gonna fuck it.
Are you sure we're not the reason it's you're like, working one out to your cousin as we speak?
It's like reading all those creepy message boards where people are like, "Hey, here's my hot sister. Here's some pics. Comment."
Wait, which message boards are those? And wait, where do I find these message boards?
Search Hot Sisters on dogpile.com. My favorite website.
Dogpile. I forgot about that.
Do you guys remember that website?
Yeah. It's funny because I remember it.
Okay, go to yahooligans.com. It's the porn-free version
of Yahoo. Is Yahooligans still there?
Yes, it is. I still have it bookmarked as, or it's still my homepage on my computer. Wait. Ever since 1995.
If I can't drag search it, I'm not doing anything. Smart.
Okay, we're
all right.
So what else? Way off course.
What else?
Wait! I gotta check if Yahooligans is still there. Holy shit!
I told you. It's
see
still
trailer
my
for the Karate Kid coming soon. There's another Karate Kid.
No. Jackie Chan and what's his name? Will Smith.
No, guys, the website's just been around forever since the first
Fresh Duke. It's you gotta be it's the Fresh Duke.
It's the first speed of karateness. Oh, God, that was horrible.
Pursuit of Karate. That was the worst joke ever.
I would watch that movie.
Oh, jeez.
Worst joke of this decade.
He breaks, instead of solving a Rubik's Cube, he starts karate chopping bricks really fast. He's never done it before. In the back
hitting,
of a limousine.
He starts hitting hammers into nail or nails into wood with one
He
strike.
Wants to be a Wall Street karate man.
In the trailer,
but wait,
they
already did a movie.
Holds
what was
him.
That? The Ghost Dog, the Black Samurai.
Yeah, Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai, not Ghost Dog and the Black Samurai.
African American Samurai.
You're thinking of Afro Samurai.
Afro Ninja, I thought. Was it
no,
Afro Samurai?
It's definitely
Gingerbread Ninja.
Definitely Afro Samurai.
Okay.
It's Afro Samurai. I'm looking at the DVD right now.
It's like a Suzuki Samurai with an afro. And it goes around four-wheeling.
He makes sushi on his off days. Black man making sushi. That's ridiculous.
All right. What else, Alex?
Muramasa?
That's related to... There you go. Samurai's. Good segue.
Demon Blade?
Great segue. Yeah, the Demon Blade.
How
which one
is that?
It's an action RPG... And the fighting is a lot of fun. The walking around is okay. And I get lost really easily. And there's a girl that's... It's a beautiful game.
Oh,
like
beautiful ladies?
There's a lady
beautiful.
That she goes to the bathhouse in a towel.
What?
Yep.
What?
And I basically just stay there, put my pants down, and let one go, and then I keep on playing.
Wait, let one...
Wait, you fart?
That's what he's into.
I pull down my pants, fart on my DS, and then keep playing.
Being a stereotypical male teen, that scene really makes
exactly.
me want to buy this game.
And it's only $40 too, right?
Yeah, it was only $40. Oh, it's a lot of fun
deal.
To play. It's a hard game.
What system is it for?
For Wii.
Wii.
I was actually I didn't know the game actually came out. I didn't until I saw like
yeah.
the
it's been out. For
it's
a
been
while.
Out since like November. And I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, oh, holy shit, that looks really cool. And, like, I would give
is
it...
There,
so far, I would give it, like, an 8 or 8.5 out of 10. So
I don't play anything that's not in the My Sims series, so...
Well, I mean, I think it's a subsidiary of Pets.
Did you get My Sims Agent Kart Racing? Happy
of course I
time.
Did. I got 3 copies of it for Christmas, because I asked for it from everyone in my family.
For
members.
Each system, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of crappy games, has anybody ever played Drawn to Life on the DS?
Hey, no. Well, that's not really that crappy of a game.
No.
And it's...
Well, a couple... go
it's
ahead.
Also the people that made that game everyone likes.
Scribblenauts.
Scribblenauts.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever played, by play I mean watch Drawn Together on Comedy Central?
One of the most hilarious,
greatest of this century.
It's like, what would happen if somebody made a not funny cartoon and people watched it and it got 4
I think
seasons?
I know the answer.
No, it's like South Park, only it's funny.
So it's the majority of Adult Swim.
Pretty much, yeah. That's
what?
Pretty much the majority. It's what
I wouldn't say majority. I'd say Adult Swim is pretty much.
It's what you
half.
Get when you don't have the Bill Engleshaw. Joe.
Well, you got both words in that wrong.
I know. That's the alcohol talking.
Anyway,
fucking white people.
Back on. Oh,
what
sorry.
Else, Alex?
And I was going to start playing Twilight Princess on Monday. Hopefully, I can finish it by New Year's. So, because I got nothing
all right,
better to
cool.
do.
Nick, how about you?
I hold on. We're jumping over wires here. Hold on.
Oh,
careful.
Okay.
Lift. Oh no, Kyle. Okay, we're good. I have been playing I got for Christmas from my mom. She was my secret Santa in my extended family Christmas gifts. So I got extra good presents from my secret Santa. So that's I got new Super Mario Brothers Wii, and I've been playing the crap out of that.
Oh yeah, I played that too. Awesome. It's fun.
Yeah, but I got farther than you, you stupid
idiot.
Yeah,
well, you didn't have to play with your brothers, who are both very bad at Mario games. One of them being 5 years old.
I played it.
The other one being 16.
Will and I know a little something about that.
I played it with my older brother, who is 26, and it was like hopping into a time machine, because he and I used to play all sorts of side-scrollers when we were younger. And we went back to that exactly. Like, cool. We were both really giddy, and he was yelling at me for jinxing him.
Did you try purposely to kill him?
No. Okay. But the problem that would happen, that kept arising, is he would accidentally, like, knock me off of ledges or hit me with turtle shells.
Yeah.
So I would lose all of my lives.
Oh,
and then
there's actually a little trick to get yourself back out. Like, let's say you're...
Yeah, hold on. But let me continue this. You can teach me after this. I'm going to continue my story. Okay. I'm going to do my thing, all right? My brother kept hitting the A button when he was the only one left.
Right.
And putting himself in the bubble and killing himself. And it was so irritating. We played through one level like 15 times because we kept doing that.
I was going to say, playing with my 16-year-old brother is like taking a time machine back to when people didn't know what video games were and trying to teach them.
Because
he's my brother, so I figured he has played all the same games as me. He's never played a Mario game before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
how old is your brother?
Okay, 16. Alec. What is the secret, Alex?
Is it? I thought you had to hit A and B together, A and the trigger together.
No, just A.
Just A?
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, he kept killing himself when
is basically carry somebody to the end. I mean, I ended up doing that quite a bit with my friends.
That's true. But we were playing in one of the it was in World 3, I think it was, or World, it was the snow level, so yeah, World 3. It was the one that was scrolling upwards.
No, yeah, that's the best, or...
Oh, oops. I accidentally not only butt-dialed information, but I did it by turning the speakerphone on, too. So there was talking. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my butt had a woman's voice there for a second, asking what was going on.
But you could also just have your brother do the bubble, or whoever's worse, do the bubble, especially like the stages where you have to go up.
No, yeah. I know that.
It's kind of worse like that.
He was the only one left.
Well, I mean, yeah, I thought you were better than your brother.
No, he surprisingly is much better than me.
Wow.
I don't think I've gotten better at side-scrolling games over time. I don't want to make myself sound like a chump, but he still is naturally very good at side-scrolling games.
Some of those, getting some of the coins are a bitch in that game.
So much fun.
It's a lot of fun. It really, especially with, it's a lot more fun with a lot more people. Like, I would actually go through the game. If I were you, I would go through the game by yourself first. And then
I played with my ex-girlfriend, who's really good at not New Super Mario Brothers. Well, she's good at that, but she's really good at the original Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
And I was expecting her to want to cooperate, and she killed me so much. It was so irritating. And I quit playing with her because she kept purposely trying to kill me, and she could run through the levels really fast. And so she would leave me behind and I would die. It was really, really annoying.
She is your ex.
But that's probably
the reason.
Okay, anyway, so I've been playing that game's awesome. And then I played Sodium in PlayStation Home. I've been playing a lot of PlayStation Home.
So much. Yeah, so explain that.
So is Kyle Daniels.
Explain Sodium.
Oh, yeah, Sodium is a game integrated into the PlayStation Home seamlessly. Well, from the Central Plaza, there's a teleporter that takes you to, I guess, another planet. And on this planet, it's just like any other part of Home, where there's like little mini games and stuff like that. But within it, there is like a sport called, I believe it's called salt blasting or something like that.
It's scorpion stomping.
Oh, no, that's one of the crappy mini games. stomps
them. There's just scorpions on the ground that you're supposed to run over, and some of them sting you, and some of them just die.
Well, you have to buy special shoes to stomp the other ones.
Yeah, and with real money.
But you have to play the game in order to buy the boots.
You can buy the boots with real money, or you can buy it with, like, the sodium bucks from playing the Soul Blaster game.
But anyway, so you can see just there's, like, 200 people in one, like, 10x10 patch. Just going around stomping scorpions all day. No matter what time of day you go there, there's just a bunch of people walking over scorpions.
It's tons of fun. That's all I wanted to talk about. Not the actual game within a game, just the scorpions. No, but the Salt Blaster game is awesome.
I can't even log into the damn thing.
The gameplay of the Salt Blaster game is more of like a mixture of like F-Zero GX and like Twisted Metal.
Yeah,
is how I would describe it.
It's a lot of fun. I would describe it more like Battle Tanks meets F-Zero X.
Battle Tanks meets F-Zero X.
No, Battle Tanks. Describe it.
If you've seen the movie Honey with Jessica Alba, it's like mix that with Whip It on Blu-ray.
Little then, Pluto Nash. Tie in a little Pluto Nash on VHS.
Yeah, you
gotta
get a Pluto Nash, and then you just whip that all together with Big Rig's Off the Road Racing. And,
Scorpion Hunters.
And Big Mother Trucker.
And Ghost Hunters Scorpion Edition, where they go out hunting the ghosts of the band Scorpion.
No, but the problem... Oh, okay, that makes sense. I thought you were going to say they actually hunt real scorpions.
What about
that would make the show too eventful.
Yeah.
The Ghost of the Scorpion King?
Yeah, the Ghost of Hunting the Rock's Ghost.
So anyway,
And then I got the Rubber Soul DLC for Beatles Rock Band, and it's awesome.
Excellent, very.
Oh, I've been
And I thought that they were gonna make every song be in like the live setting because in that era they were still playing songs live, but all of the songs that have more production value to them have dreamscapes, and they're some of the best dreamscapes in the game.
I've been
dead cool. Silence.
In real life, I've been learning to play Michel on guitar. Almost got that mastered.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Proud
it's actually
of you.
Pretty easy to play.
Wait, you recorded it and mixed it, and now you just have to master it?
Yeah, I just
got to
get the mastering done. I think I'm sendering it off to a couple dudes.
Oh, the Coen brothers?
Yeah, the Coen brothers might master it. Might turn it into a feature film. I can't. I'm gonna turn it into a feature film. And... That's what's going on in my life. So.
I just wanted.
Hold
to
on, I just problem. Hold on. I just want to tell something real fast.
Oh, you're,
it
yeah,
was raining. I work in.
We blew way past Matt's. Or
I
joke.
Work with this stereotype. She's this big fat black lady who always says really like sassy things.
Oh.
And the other day it was raining. And she just walks past, and I don't know who she was talking to. She just goes, I can't go outside. I'm going to get my weave wet. And then she was talking.
Could you describe her backside for us, Matt?
Yes. She has...
Her badonkadonk.
How much junk takes it up to the next
trunk?
Level.
It takes it all the way up to badonkadamn. Damn.
Yeah, it's a badonka thing.
Is she the lady that sings Juicy Fruit?
Yes.
I haven't had that many, but I like you, Juicy.
What are you saying?
Her rear end, like, comes straight out of, like, it's like a ledge or something. Like, if you, she was standing on her hands where her... Like, legs met her butt, it would be like a chair there. It doesn't make any sense. Like, her anatomy...
A beanbag chair. Like a beanbag chair?
No, like a regular chair. Like, it has a...
Like an IKEA...
It's like a 90-degree... It's a 90-degree angle. I don't understand.
What?
That defies physics, anatomy. Maybe she's using some sort of support underwear, like a...
She might have evolved with a chair in her ass.
Yeah, maybe there's a chair stuck there.
God has made her better.
Yeah. But she can,
faster,
like,
stronger.
It looks like she could sit down while standing up. Like, she could just, like, hover there on the edge of a chair.
So she's like a flamingo.
Yeah.
Except, fat.
Where we're going, we don't need chairs.
Yeah, she's played by Christopher Lloyd in the new movie Back to the Chairs. Anyway,
Blackface.
The
hey,
yeah, what else?
Did you guys hear about Segways,
Marty,
and or Drawn to Life?
I'm going to get my weave wet.
Anyway, we're gonna get right, tell your Drawn to Life story.
I just want to tell my Drawn to Life story.
Tell it.
Well, I don't. You guys.
Hey, did you guys hear about Segways? And then
Marty,
you
got.
Oh yeah,
wet.
Those Segways. Anyway, this Drawn to Life game, I understand it's a couple years old now, you know, at least. But basically, the rundown of the game,
starring the Rock
and Sean William Scott, is that. You draw your own character, and you get to play as him. And I drew a penis.
Yeah. Well.
His name was Unky John. And the game is set up so well because you start out as this mannequin, and you turn into the character that you draw. But as you get hurt, you gradually turn into this mannequin again. So if you get hit once, the legs sprout out from the testicles. And the first upgraded weapon you get is the snow blaster. So it was very, very perfectly set up for that.
Unky John.
Very entertaining.
That reminds me of my brother's imaginary friend when he was younger. His name is John Hoonier.
One of the best names.
And my brother insisted that he was brown, and my parents would say, oh, that's called black. And he was like, no, they're brown. And he embarrassed my parents in many social situations by asking about the brown people.
Maybe he meant Mexican.
He's Filipino, right. Okay.
No,
Junior's
a traditional Filipino.
Kyle has a PlayStation 3 as well, Kyle Daniels, and he got Mirror's Edge for Christmas.
Cool.
From who?
Good game.
Who got you that stupid
game? I forgot, to be honest with you.
Awesome
I don't
game.
Remember.
Some faggot probably got
some,
it for
yeah.
him.
Yeah, it was probably Santa.
It was
some
Santa.
Faggot named Santa Kimball.
Gay yeah. Santa Kimball.
Or Matta Claus.
Yeah, no, I don't know who that is. Thanks for giving away my last
Everybody
name.
Knows. That's, never never forget.
Me. Everyone's going to find me on Facebook.
Well, they know ours.
Wait, you said your last name at a previous podcast.
No, well, everyone's
yeah, we've
forgotten
been there.
Right now that you just remembered.
Anyway, Kyle, tell us about
Do you like
Mirror's
Edge?
It's a really fun game. I get really frustrated a lot.
Good.
Lots of frustration.
Do you jump for ledges and then you it looks like you're going to make it, but you don't?
Yeah, all the time. And I'll do that like 30 times in a row. It's really great.
Is the cell shading bad?
Oh, yeah. My only complaint about the entire game is the cutscenes that are really, really, really poorly cell shaded. It looks exactly like an insurance commercial. It's the most annoying. And some of this, like, the cutscenes aren't even, like, there's no
yes.
point to them. It'll just be her walking. And she won't be walking anywhere. It'll just show her walking. And then it'll cut to, like, a completely different part of the video game. And I don't really know why they had to throw in the unnecessary cutscenes, let alone the unnecessary insurance cutscenes.
Kyle.
Yeah, it's completely beyond me why they stuck with that style.
Yeah, you need to understand, you need to look at this game from the perspective that you're, like, on the edge of the mirror. And
on its edge.
Second worst joke of this decade.
Wait, hold on, would it be, like, my question is, if you're on the edge of the mirror, would it be, like, a floor is the mirror, or would you be trying to balance on the edge of a very thin mirror?
Oh, that reminds me.
You ever played Intelligent Cube? It's just like that. You're on like a giant cube avoiding other cubes.
I don't think anybody's ever played that.
No.
Oh jeez.
Okay, what?
PlayStation 1 never
Oh
forget.
Yeah, it utilizes the PS3 controller with the six axis feature where like if you're balancing, you actually use a controller to balance. And
hey,
I thought that was really
cool.
Neat.
That's innovative.
Does it work or is it just annoying shit?
It doesn't work. It does not work to roll, but it does work if you're trying to balance. You're just going to get really annoyed, just like when you're jumping, if you try and use it to roll.
In folklore, you have to whip the controller around to catch souls.
In folklore.
What was that? Why are you mocking me?
All right, Nick, is that it?
Yeah, we
or
need
it's
to
Kyle's
hurry
turn.
This up. Kyle's done.
Kyle, is that it?
Done?
What's going on
with your Mirror's Edge discussion?
Oh yeah, that was it. That's all I wanted to say. All
right, other Kyle.
Oh,
he doesn't play video games.
Oh.
He just picks up shifts at
Subway.
I just play Intelligent Cube.
He plays Burger Time in real life.
Text-based games.
Yeah, I only play Pop Tropica.
The silence. There's so much awkward silence in this podcast.
Nick, tell them what Poptropica is real fast.
Poptropica is like this horrible Flash like game that's on the internet. It's for kids. And Kyle's a Poptropica master.
Oh, speaking of Flash games, there's that Disney MMO.
Toontown.
No. Toontown. It's the
Club
one...
Penguin.
Coontown.
No. I don't remember what it is.
Coontown.
But it has town in it because it's
Toontown.
Cougar Town.
You get to choose your name. No, it's a different.
Halloween Town.
It's the one. Maybe it's not.
Town Town.
Like Disney Town.
Nickelodeon or something. But I got to. You get to name your character
Orlando.
From different combinations. So
Georgetown.
My character's name was Marcus Browntown.
Browntown.
Yeah. Browntown. And that's all I did in the game was just make Marcus Browntown, and then I logged off 5 minutes later.
you got like
best game ever,
the greatest achievement ever.
You
so,
played.
I mean,
you played.
No reason to continue.
You played Tyler Perry's MMO Browntown.
Meet the Browntowns.
Meet the Browntowns. What if Tyler Perry did come out with MMO? I think that's his next step is video games. He's already mastered plays, film, and TV.
I call dibs on Madea if we ever play together.
No, she's definitely going to be the tutorial.
No, Tyler Perry himself is going to be. Maybe
it'll be Tyler Perry as the just giving instructions.
She'll be the equivalent of the Lich King.
No, you can summon her like in Final Fantasy.
The game ends where you kill Eddie Murphy.
Wait, what if it's like if it's like Final Fight and she's like Michael Hagar, like the really fat wrestler?
What if it's like Pilot Wings and you just fly her around?
No, it's like all it's right. Never mind.
All right.
I want to pay
Will, what have you been
Star
playing?
Fleet one.
We're going.
Okay.
Will, what have you been playing?
Yeah, I spent most of the winter break so far playing the Wii version of Shattered Memories. I guess there's a PS2 and a PSP version coming out, but why anybody would pick those up over the Wii version, I don't know.
Was it great? Did you love it?
I thought it was pretty good, yeah. I mean, I love all of the Silent Hill games so far, except for 4, because 4 sucked ass.
Which would you say is the most silent of the Silent Hill?
Probably the first one, because you'd want to play that on mute with a voice actor.
Which one has the most hills?
I don't know, that's a tough one.
Would you say...
Oh, my...
Sorry, no, go.
I actually have a Silent Hill related story.
Okay.
But it's real quick. There was a crazy dust storm, and my mom was on the highway, and she said everything got white, and she could see like a shadowy figure walking in front of her car.
And then she ran it over?
And I told her that she should have run it over, because it was probably one of those horrible creatures.
Wait, didn't she say she hit a wall of brown?
What's the worst that could happen?
What's that big triangle head thing called?
Oh yeah, she said that she said that she hit a wall
and I said,
of brown.
And I said, did you hit a bunch of Mexicans who were trying to cross the border? She lives very in southern Arizona.
We actually found out what she hit. It was that Mexican cheer team from that Disney Channel original movie,
Cheetah Girls.
They were working on a human pyramid.
No,
Cheetah Girls.
3LW.
Yeah, Shattered Memories was good because it was.
That
was like
called
a...
two Latinas, a black girl and a white monster.
Which is also the name of my autobiography.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but anyways, so it is good. I mean, you're walking through, you use the remote to move the flashlight around. So that
was
good, really immersive.
The flashlight?
Yeah, they're flashlights.
Yes, you move the flashlight around.
Lips to the butthole.
Kyle's right. Lips or butthole.
Yep. So it's that's
answer
good. And it's of course just like every other Wii game I've ever played with motion controls. You end up looking like
answer
a
the
retard.
Question.
Lips or butthole?
What question? I didn't hear that.
Well, let's go with lips. That's the best one to go with.
Okay, lips. Sure, whatever. Now I've lost my place. What the fuck are we talking about?
I mean,
we're talking about lips or butthole.
So you have the lips and or the butthole out, and then.
I am a fan of DeBud.
What was that other Wii game?
D-Butt?
D-Butt. Is a D-Butt a friend of the rapper DeBrat?
I thought it was... isn't that Laura's favorite game?
D-Butt?
Yeah.
Will's dying of laughter.
Oh, now it's changed to pneumonia. He's dying of pneumonia.
Kyle smells like Kyle just got back from a smoke break. He missed all the Silent Hill discussion.
I was also.
And now he smells like my grandpa. Yeah.
Oh, did you finish your American Spirits and you're back to Pall Mall's?
No, still American Spirits.
It's a scratch and sniff podcast. So at this point, listeners, scratch circle number 3. And you will smell smoky grandpa smell.
Yeah, you know, just scratch.
Oh, yeah, and if you didn't scratch number 2, that should smell like lips or a butthole.
It's a surprise.
Also, there's a new feature. If you scratch your LCD screen, the scent is enhanced.
What? Scratch it with your keys.
Then, not only do I smell like an old man, my hand actually pops out of your screen, and you can smell that with your nose.
Is that in real D?
That is, yeah.
As opposed to using their
ears
to
smell. If you scratch it really hard, my real D comes out of the screen.
Wait, should we greet your real D with lips or butthole?
That joke has come full circle.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of coming full circle, let's keep going.
All right. So now you guys scared Will away. He has to go home. Oh. He died.
Oh, that's okay. That's
so let's see. I've been playing pretty much the same stuff everyone's been playing. New Super Mario Brothers. I got a PS3 for Black Friday, so that was awesome.
But
yeah.
African American Friday.
You didn't get for Hanukkah.
Yeah,
get
it right.
Tyler Perry's Friday.
I got $100 for Hanukkah that I put towards the PS3. So that was helpful. And it came with Little Big Planet and Ratchet and Clank, which I haven't started yet.
Oh, you went to Best Buy, didn't you?
Yeah. It was a good deal. $300 for the system and 2 games.
I was going to wait until Black Friday to get mine, but I couldn't wait.
How much did you pay for it?
Full price.
All right. Well,
they have some good deals still. I think a friend of mine was getting.
Yeah, no, there are still some good deals.
Do they still
going
have
on.
that DualShock in a game
I
deal?
I think so.
I saw that deal online. I forget. It might have been Amazon. Like Uncharted and a DualShock.
Yeah,
for
I got Uncharted
$50
and a DualShock.
Yeah.
That's like the so equivalent price, isn't it?
Kyle Daniels took advantage of that.
Yeah, it was $59.99 for DualShock and Uncharted, or it came with the first Ratchet and Clank that came out on the PS3.
That's okay. Really cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I played Little Big Planet, some PlayStation Home. I played Resident Evil Darkside Chronicles. That's pretty cool. Yesterday, I beat Legend of Zelda for the NES for the first time. So that was cool.
For the NES?
Yeah, for the NES.
No, no, for the NES, you fat.
The SNES.
What about the SNES?
Are you playing through the Are you playing through the second
the
quest yet?
I don't know if I'm going. To. Is it worth it?
There's like secret walls.
Right.
Like really cheap secret walls. Like you have to just walk through.
That's what they. That's what Mexicans call the American border.
They're the prequel.
The secret walls.
Johnny Depp's The Secret Walls.
I don't think. It's not worth playing unless you.
Third worst joke.
Oh, that's the sequel, The Secret Window. Secret Walls. Yeah.
It's not.
If you thought The Secret Window was scary, look what surrounds it.
Johnny Depp, rest in peace. Never forget 9/11.
Never forget Johnny Depp. We'll miss you.
Yeah.
And then.
Adam's friend Will, never forget. greatest year. We miss you, buddy.
Almost made it to 2010.
We'll spark
almost
up a spliff for you.
All right. Lastly, I've played Spirit Tracks, which is an incredible game. I suggest anybody who has a DS should get it. A few places are selling it for $25 until the end of the month, so there's really no excuse for not getting this game.
Well, sure, there's an excuse. If you're poor and you need...
No, it's so good.
Need,
it's so much better than Phantom
food,
Hourglass.
And you only have $25,
no,
I think...
You don't need food. Food is a myth.
Yeah, this will...
I can tell you're getting a little drunk because the way you said that. You're, like, angry about food.
I want a hot dog. Hey, can Jews eat hot dogs? I don't think so.
Yeah, they can eat Hebrew
those
National hot
fucking
dogs.
Real
yeah,
hot.
We
those
can.
Are
made
not, those are pseudo.
Yeah, they're kosher.
Pseudo dogs. Pseudo.
Funny story.
They're
we
delicious.
Actually had a discussion about this tonight because we had hot dogs for dinner. My brother asked, "Hey, are hot dogs kosher?" And we're like, "Well,
some
are kosher."
Some are. Some aren't.
And then we got into a whole discussion about how hot dogs are kosher, how hot dogs aren't pork, how some are beef. Just this whole
yeah,
long.
Beef
this
friends.
Is really interesting,
yeah,
Adam.
Right.
Can we go on?
Would you
talk about religion more?
Speaking of interesting. I have a story about PlayStation Home that I
does
forgot.
It involve hot dogs and getting drunk?
It's yes, it, exactly. I was in the mall, and this guy
and you bought some hot dogs.
And I bought some hot dogs, and then this guy ran up to me, and he typed to me. He said, "Hey, I'm trying to get some music to play in my house. How do I get that to do that?" And at first, he said, "I just bought an iPod," and I said, "Oh, you just got to plug your iPod in." And he's like, "Where should I plug it into?" And I said, "Into the music jack." And he said, "Where's the music jack?" And I told him that it was in the back. And at that part, he's like, "Hold on, I got to look at the back of my PS3.
Oh, God.
And then he came back. He's like, "Wait, which one is the music jack?" And I said, "It's the one that's shaped like a house, but instead of a family inside, it just has prongs." And he's like, "Okay, hold on. Like, I'm not seeing it, man." And I was like, "Well, the other alternative is you can go buy a stereo in the mall." And he's like, "All right, where do they sell those?" And I said, "At the costume shop." And they're in the women's department. And without him saying anything, he ran straight over there. And so I chased him over to the costume shop, and he came out, and he's like, "I didn't see him, man." I said, "Oh, they must have sold out." And he totally believed me. He was like, "Oh." And I told him that it was this Christmas hottest gift. And then I told him to go check at the movie theater, because in the movie theater in Auditorium 5, there's a guy selling Walkmans. And he's like, "All right, man, I'm going to go check there. But if they don't have them, it's like, whatever." And so I changed my character's ethnicity to black. And then I went over to the movie theater and I started...
More like burned.
Oh, yeah. He just looked like he was cooked. And I just yelled Walkmans for sale for about 20 minutes. You know, people came up and were asking me, "How do I get the Walkmans?" And I said, "All you got to do is dance." And then I had like four people dancing all around me. And that's how I saved Christmas.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there's my story.
So, great story, Nick.
Everybody who has a DS should get Spirit Tracks. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. The story is great. Oh, the characters are great. And
Would you recommend this game to fans of Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron?
I would, actually.
That's good. I just wanted to get that out there. All get right. it off my chest. Get it off my crotch. All that.
Well, it's out there now.
Yeah, it's definitely out there.
It's in the ether.
It's so, we're going to run through Adam's News Hour very quickly.
Hurry up. I'm bad.
So, stuff that came out. Seen It Twilight for Wii. All of these are free.
Yes.
Resident Evil Archives, Resident Evil Zero, Silent Hill, Shattered Memories, Harvest Moon, My Little Shop, Final Fantasy, Crystal Chronicles, Crystal Bearers. These are for virtual console. Super Mario Kart, A Boy and His Blob, Earthworm Jim 2, Super Smash Bros. Finally came out. Ninja Gaiden Arcade, Legend of Zelda, Spirit Tracks for DS. These are DSi games. Electroplankton, Marine Crystals, whatever. A bunch of Electroplankton games came out. Rayman, Dragon's Lair, Tekken 6 for PSP, Guitar Hero Van Halen for PS2, PS3, Wii, and 360. Avatar the Game. Or, I'm sorry, James Cameron's Avatar of the Game.
Oh, yeah, because I thought you were talking about the Airbender, not the blue guys.
Right. James Cameron's, I have to specify.
Yeah.
He didn't say M. Night Shyamalan.
Right.
He's making the other one.
Hello Kitty Online came out for PC.
That is so
how many
fucking awesome.
I know. Dragon Age Orange
God almighty.
Came out for Mac. Let's see. Upcoming games for next year. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome ones. January 5th is Bayonetta for PS3 and 360. January 12th is Army of Two, The 40th Day for 360, PS3, and PSP. Silent Hill Shattered Memories for PSP. January 26th, that is Mass Effect 2 for 360 and PC. MAG for PS3 and Tetsunoko vs. Capcom Ultimate All-Stars for Wii. January 28th is No More Heroes 2 for Wii. February 2nd is Star Trek Online for PC. February 9th is Bioshock 2 for 360, PC, yeah, and PS3. February 16th is Red Steel 2 for Wii. February 22nd is Endless Ocean Blue World for Wii. February 23rd is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction for 360 and PC. And February 28th is Heavy Rain for PS3.
Yeah.
Why did you go
Gaming
all the way
news.
To February 28th?
Kyle and I are going to play the...
Because he has nothing to...
Because...
He needs to make it a day. Because it's Adam's news
I try
day.
To go 2 months. Right. There
I
you go.
I
want
to play Heavy Rain really badly.
I know,
yeah,
me too.
I can't wait to fall on my knees and yell, "Sean!" in the rain.
Nick and I were
but
talking
it's look
about
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
Did you see the nudity trailer?
I did not.
There are boobs show them in this game.
Wait, which game?
HD boobs.
Yeah, sweet. In the trailer, because your characters take showers and you can see their bodies.
Sweet.
So does it actually show the nudity in the trailer?
Nick and I,
it's not just boobs. Right?
I'm not sure if they show genitals or not. All right,
well,
in the
they show
if you're going to show one, you got to show both.
I got my wiener. I have my wiener crossed for this game.
Yeah, Nick and I briefly
crossed
focused on. Nick and I briefly focused on the, or rather, had a discussion about that studio's previous game, Indigo Prophecy. And I'm not sure if anybody played it, but the game is really cool up until about three quarters of the way through, and there's this old lady. Spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh.
There's this
old
lady.
Adam's getting red leader disease.
Yeah, just don't talk for a second, Adam. Kyle, continue your story.
There's this old lady who is meant to help you, and you meet her about halfway through the game. And then you meet her on this apartment building rooftop, and she needs to tell you something. And then at that point in the game, she turns into a robot.
What?
And you get
robot.
And you get, like, bullet time.
You, Adam, don't talk. You have red leader disease.
Robot!
Adam, shut up. We don't want to hear your voice.
That's so frightening. Anyway, she turns into a robot, and you get, like, Matrix skills just out of nowhere. Like, up until then, you're a normal character, and everything is great. Basically, the game ends with a shot of the main character and then one of the female cops in the game, and they're standing under a tree, and the female cop is pregnant. And that's...
Does the old robot lady jump a shark at any point in time?
Like, well, robot sharks.
Oh, yeah, like 8 times.
She jumps a robot shark in Matrix
really
slow motion.
I hope that in Heavy Rain, your dead son jumps a shark and then turns into a robot.
Yeah, and then he turns into a plane and you can fly him, like in Pilot Wings.
You can't, because he sits on your shoulder and he makes plane noises, so you can't pilot him like in Pilot Wings.
Is he like yeah.
If you shoot the Mount Rushmore in Heavy Rain, the head turns into Wario.
What?
Just like in Pilot Wing 64.
Oh man, that's so great. We should probably talk about something else.
Okay, keep going.
I have a quick spoiler for Spirit.
Wait, you're still a
Red
Leader.
Oh my god.
All right.
Keep going, Kyle.
No.
Let's just pause right here. Or not
pause,
but I mean, let's take. Oh, wait, Adam, it's cleared up.
Yep, yeah. Good.
Tell your story. Okay. Yeah, go.
So, speaking of spoilers, I have a quick spoiler for Spirit Tracks. Link and Zelda finally get together, and that made me very happy.
What happens? Do they kiss, or do they have...
They hold hands.
Haven't they held hands before?
Not like this.
Wait. Her hand is in his pants?
Hands are very inspecific. Yes, that's where I was going with that.
Their fingers come together with their palms.
They digitize?
They have...
You're saying they digivolve.
They have digits?
Wait, you're confirming that they come together?
Yes.
Like, simultaneously?
Yes. That is what I'm confirming.
Wow. That's like every...
Does he play...
Right, so all the more reason to get it, right?
So all that ocarina practice...
Guys, finally came out.
Matt.
What?
I just saw the Heavy Rain nudity.
Oh, you did? So, okay. Wasn't it...
Oh my gosh. It takes video game nudity to the next level. Like, if you thought...
Wait, what is this?
Have
you
played
the last video game... What did
you
say?
You missed what Kyle said.
Have you played BMXXX? Yeah, well,
if the last video game you saw nudity in was General Custer's Revenge...
Are you talking about the huge 8-bit erection game?
This is
That was
slightly more realistic.
Coincidentally.
But features slightly less erections. So.
Well, that's always good.
Probably not going to play it then.
Yeah, definitely not.
Wait, can you invite your son into the shower with you?
Ooh, maybe.
I mean, hypothetically speaking, I'm just saying, because apparently you can do anything in the game.
Yeah, do you think the studio would have put that in?
Probably.
Well, if he's up
a robot
in the studio.
Son, I'm sure it's okay.
Sipping that drink.
No, you don't want him in the shower if he's a robot son, because then he'll break.
Oh, that's right, he'll short out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you can just fly out of the shower before the water.
You can choose to not feed your son in that game.
You have to feed your son in the game?
Like, no, you can, like, offer him food. It's like after your other son dies, like, he's really sad.
You can now feed the other son after your son dies.
you can feed him the dead son. eat your brother.
Surf in the ashes.
Does he have to feed him before midnight, or else he'll multiply?
If you feed him after midnight, he turns into a...
He has 80 sons the next morning.
They're trying to avoid copyright infringement, so they're calling them Grinlins in this one.
Grinlins.
Yeah. If you feed him after one, he gets a tapeworm, and then you lose both your sons.
Okay. So, quickly, gaming news. Miyamoto has said that he tried multiplayer with a lot of Mario games, but he was finally able to include it with New Super Mario Bros. Wii. The next Zelda may include Flight. In an interview with Aonuma, he mentioned that his son was asking about Flight in the next Zelda, and he said... Well, he was saying that his son mentioned that, and he smiled when he said that. And then afterwards, he said that some speculations are true and some are false. So now people are going crazy and saying that there's going to be Flight.
We talked about this in the last podcast.
Yes.
Did we?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, Wii sales are up 85% since the price cut. New Super Mario New Super Mario Bros. Wii sold over 2 million since launch. Wii is getting a pink and blue Wiimote. They're coming out February 14th for Valentine's Day, and those come bundled with Wii Motion Pluses. Nintendo patented the word Z. Z-I-I.
No. You know why they did that?
I don't. Z-I-I.
Wait, Creative already has something like that. Creative Z now.
Okay, anyway, Nintendo did that with other letters, too.
Really?
They did that with O-I-I. As well,
Oi.
Yeah. But the thing is, people are speculating a new console. But what a lot of people are actually like, I'm not sure if the sources are correct, but they're saying that Nintendo's trying to copyright all letters plus two I's after
really?
It, because there is a generic knockoff called the V, that's like VII somewhere.
It's the German way.
The V.
No joke. But it's to avoid like knockoffs and stuff is what people are speculating.
Interesting.
It makes more sense
than
it being a French
Z.
Wii called the Wii with an O.
For those of you who loved the Zelda cartoon in the 80s, you can now watch it for free on Hulu until the end of December. That's always fun.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
That was so sarcastic.
It's Captain N on there.
Microsoft. He is in an episode, I think.
Well, I know
of Zelda.
Wait, Captain,
no, Captain
Falcon?
N,
Captain N.
The Game Master.
Oh.
He had a zapper that actually fired lasers.
That's great.
It's awesome.
Microsoft claims that Halo Reach will be the biggest game of 2010.
Yay, we need another fucking Halo game.
Okay.
Beta's going to be released in the spring. Microsoft filed a patent to make avatars less ideal. Not James Cameron's avatars. The 360 avatars.
Oh my gosh, that just gave me a great idea for a movie. A guy goes to a planet where everyone looks like stupid cartoon characters, and he has to make his own stupid cartoon character with like three different options. And
he lives
with then it turns out nobody can distinguish themselves from each other because they all look like stupid things, and some of them have lightsabers though. And that's it. That's the end of the movie. And there's some trees or something.
Do any of them lift weights?
Well, in the future they might, because you're going to be fat if you're fat in real life. Because, if you're fat in real life, you're obviously going to make your avatar
no
be fat,
fat
too. So.
Anything in that movie.
Yeah, that's what Microsoft is going to start doing now.
Can you buy a Microsoft?
With the Natal, they're going to make your avatar look like
you. Oh, are they doing it with the Natal?
That's what people are saying. Okay. Are thinking.
I mean, that would make sense.
Is what's gonna...
Oh, can you buy a Microsoft tapeworm?
Yeah, you can.
And
to
like,
make your son skinny again.
I think the Natal only, like, we're only gonna be using that for next gen game. So you're literally putting yourself in the game. So you'll upload your brain to the game, and then you'll be in the game. But
perfect.
Like in that movie.
Existence.
What is it called? Game Over or
the one with the blue people?
No, that's Avatar.
No, the one with Frankie Muniz.
But what happens if somebody turns off your Xbox when you're hammering?
Yeah, big fat liar. That one.
Then you die.
That is blue people.
You basically get stuck in the Matrix.
You better hope that you made friends with Peter Molyneux's son or his digital son,
Milo,
because he could kill you if not. Oh yeah, Milo. Right. That's right, Milo and Otis.
You'll be doing homework for the rest of your life. And playing and looking in koi
ponds. You know that was all. That was all.
Milo, did you finish your homework?
Scripted.
No,
Mom.
Yeah.
I know.
Obviously
but
scripted, and that girl wasn't even a good actor.
They were playing it off like it was real, and then it turned out that was completely false. So,
duh. It's Peter Molyneux. The game will be lucky if it even has a little boy in it by the time it comes out.
It ends up being a Peter Molyneux clone, a digital Peter Molyneux.
Oh, that would be frightening.
Hello, my name is Peter
Molyneux. I want to do homework.
This is my game.
I look kind of like Batboy from the National Enquirer.
You can do anything with this game, with me, right now.
Is there...
Peter Molyneux, what have I just drawn? That's a fish. Wow, I can't believe he knows it.
You can only draw fish in that
awesome.
Game.
Awesome.
Is there...
Yeah.
This is a little off subject, but I'm really curious. Is there any more word on Alan Wake?
Yeah, it's coming out, and there's lots of gameplay footage.
What?
It's this thing called the internet, Kyle. You can find all sorts of information.
Yeah, but I mean, like, any updates, like, within the past month?
Yeah, there's all sorts of gameplay footage.
Oh.
When's it coming out?
It comes out, I don't remember.
Don't you have a list?
Right. Sometime next year.
List? No.
It's not in my list,
no,
so it's got to be after
I think
February.
It comes out... December. I think it's summer of next year.
Right.
No, it's December 28th, 2012.
It's not.
Damn it! It's after
we'll
the world's
right,
end.
Kyle.
Right. All right.
It's a groundbreaking game
for Sony. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker is coming May 25th in North America and May 28th in the UK. Gem was the prototype name of the PS1s. But it was just a prototype name, although they are saying that it could be the final name.
God.
But we're not sure yet. PSP got a comic book store. That's pretty cool. Mag Beta is going to be open from January 4th to January 10th. You can download the beta now, but you can't activate it until it starts. Let's see. Super Street Fighter 4 got 4 new characters announced. Cody, Adon, and Guy. Oh, that's only 3.
Captain Cody from Star Wars.
Guy Pierce.
Best CG character in a movie goes to the Webby goes to Captain Cody. Never forget.
9/11.
See how much time I can waste. 9/11. Never forget.
Okay.
Don't talk, Adam. I'm not done. Hannah Montana on Disney Channel. Weeknights at 6 p.m. Never forget to tune in. Hannah Montana. I gotta do that every time.
That'd be a good idea. That would be an awesome idea for a 9/11 sitcom. Never forget to tune in.
Is there a 9/11? Is there a 9/11 MMO yet?
Yeah, there is. It's called
Ground Zero.
It's 9 and then 2 eyes behind it. They got to it before Nintendo.
Every character is portrayed by Nicolas Cage.
No. One of them is Michael Pena or whatever. He has a mustache in that movie.
Yeah, but he's an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And
you actually have to find him in an Easter egg. He's like Yoshi. You get to ride him around.
Oh, that's another game I was playing. I played some Yoshi Story today. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
It's a great game.
Okay, good can we
game.
Get on to the topic now?
Yeah. Hold on.
We have
Mirror's Edge is coming
Jesus
to iPhone.
Christ!
Dead Space 2 is going to have multiplayer.
No more,
Green Day
no.
Rock Band announced.
Wait,
that's
wait,
it.
Wait, what about Mirror's Edge?
It's coming to the iPhone.
No,
well, you can play.
It's
going to
be
why
a
side.
Play on the iPhone and
iPhone.
Your PS3.
That
at the
way
same
you
time.
Can touch your e-sharings.
Yeah. And on your computer because there's a Flash game and it's actually really really good.
And on your Fleshlight. Because all you got to do is look at the videos.
Military issue only.
right.
Yeah. Hooks onto your AR-15.
Fleshlight.
Okay, main discussion, we're going to talk about the best games of the decade. So.
Okay, best games of the decade.
I think we should start with best games of this year.
Okay, Pets.
Beatles Rock Band.
Beatles Rock Band?
Yeah, everyone pick one best game of the year. Not a list, one best game. Sorry, that's
wait,
it.
For this year.
For this year.
All right, I got to think now.
Shit.
Uncharted 2.
Kyle says Uncharted 2. Other Kyle says Beatles Rock Band.
Both good.
Alex, do you have one?
I haven't played that many games, so, I mean, the only choice I got is, like, New Super Mario Brothers.
You heard it here, everybody. Metroid Prime 1, Alex's pick of game of the year.
There we go.
Matt, your turn.
What games did I buy this year?
You bought,
Beatles Rock Band.
I don't think you bought Beatles Rock Band.
No, actually, Danny bought that for me, so.
Well, Danny bought that for you. So I don't think you bought any games yourself.
What?
You got some Goose Eggs games.
Danny bought you Beatles Rock Band?
Yeah, that was his gift for Matt letting him stay with him for free.
Oh, man.
I know.
Lucky bastard.
Danny bought me a bunch of E-Surance hentai.
Awesome.
And I didn't even do anything for him. He just sent it to me. Yeah, he drew him himself. If I could use two words to describe all the E-Surance hentai he gave me, two words: dripping wet.
Perfect.
Or sloppy seconds, either one.
I don't know.
Dripping like a faucet.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I don't know. What games came out this year? I just don't know.
Animal Crossing Wii.
What year is it?
2009.
Oh, did Mario's brother?
Mario's brother.
Matt, are you over there drinking
with
Alex?
Everybody.
Mario's brother.
Mario's brother. Best of the year.
Oh, man, I haven't been... best game of the year. Best game of the year, guys. Best game of the year right here.
I'm still going to go with Fallout 3.
Guys, I'm about to name the best game...
Even though it didn't come out this year.
Guys, just get ready.
We're ready.
Best game of the year announcement coming up right now. Just best.
Wait, did Resident Evil 5 come out this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be my pick for favorite. I don't know if it's the best, but it's my favorite of the year.
It's a great game.
Best game of the year,
guys. I've got my... So you heard it here, everybody. Resident Evil 5, Nick's pick, game of the year. Run out and snatch it up. If you didn't, shut up. You don't even get an opinion. Matt, are you ready? I stalled for you.
Best game of the year. Right here.
I think I'm going to go with Uncharted 2.
Definitely.
I would have said that had you both not said that.
The multiplayer is so good.
Yeah.
Guys, best game of the
Matt,
year.
Matt, you bought Gears of War 2 this year. Oh, wait, that was last year.
No, that was this year, wasn't it?
No, it was at the end of last year.
Oh, that wouldn't even be
November
my best game of,
last
though,
year.
Can't we just skip Matt?
Yeah, we...
Best
we'll
game
skip
of the
Matt
year.
Doesn't get...
Can we just sample your pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give us one letter of the title.
Yeah, just sample it.
T.
I don't really like listening
T?
To your entire picks.
T is in...
Oh, I love that one. That is a great...
T.
Matt, say New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
There you go.
But I haven't played enough of that one.
Animal Crossing
Play-
Wii.
That game was such
Wii
a rehash.
Wii Fit Plus.
Animal Crossing Wii came out 2 years ago, didn't it?
No, that was at the end of last
yeah.
year.
We just picked the best game of the decade, because that's a lot easier than fucking figuring out what came out this year.
Best game of the year, I guess... I don't even know what game I played.
I like how you've started every sentence with best game of the year.
best game of the year... I guess Beatles Rock Band? The only games I remember playing now are Beatles Rock Band and Uncharted. So it's between those two games. Like, those are
Uncharted Rock Band.
I can tell you my top two best games of the year. Beatles Rock
Band. You only
Uncharted
get one, Matt.
Two. I'm breaking my own rules here. I'll go with Beatles Rock Band.
All right. So
we're going
best game
best
of
game
year.
Of 2008.
Oh Jesus.
Fallout 3.
Okay. Some Fallout 3.
Just a little bit of Fallout 3.
You got your Fallout 3.
You got your Fallout 3.
You got your Fallout 3.
And some Fallout 3.
And some Fallout
3. Wrap that up with a little Fallout 3 and you're set, man.
Well, and some DLC.
Yeah, some DLC for Fallout 3.
Yep.
You gotta have it. Gotta need it. I need it. You gotta love it. Yeah, he loves it. Fallout 3, never forget 9/11.
Alex, what was your pick?
Okay, 2007.
Brawl.
I think, actually, it might be easier to do best game from 2000 because when the two, from 2005
we're doing decades.
Best game of this generation. How about that?
Yeah, because it's best game because 2005 to now because 2005 to now will be this generation.
Right. So best.
So let's
best,
do 2005 to now first, and then we could do.
Are we doing best game or our favorite?
Let's
game?
Do
our
both.
Pick for
what
favorite.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Like you, because you can
know.
Respect a game more than your favorite game.
Okay, well,
yeah, like I don't really think that Resident Evil 5 was the best game of this year, but I had the most fun with
right.
it.
Right. So do both, Nick.
Best game of 2000
for the decade. That's
no, just for this generation.
This generation
we'll start with that.
Okay, for this generation,
SimCity 2000.
No, not SimCity 2000.
Need for Speed Porsche Unleashed.
Need for Speed. Wait
Need
a
for
second.
Speed Porsche Unleashed. Is that where Darth Vader's apprentice drives around in Ferraris and Porsches and
yeah? No, there's only Porsches in the entire game.
Really?
There's no other cars.
Is that a real
really?
Game?
Yes, it is. It came out in 2000.
Okay. My game for best of this generation: Mafia Wars on the iPhone.
Ask Tony Pleach about that one.
Everybody who's listening to this knows who that person is.
Yeah, great job, Kyle.
Well, three people.
Okay,
do.
No.
Three people in this room.
Shia LaBeouf. No. I think my favorite that I got like the most enjoyment out of this generation is probably Dead Rising, because I've played
really?
That game countless amounts of times. Everybody knows that I love
Mine's
that game.
Mine's easy.
Who has listened to a couple episodes of this podcast?
Mine's easy.
But I think that yeah. is my favorite of this generation, just because of how much I've played.
Yeah. But are we just doing like our generation?
No, this generation.
Our, best game of our generation.
The next generation.
So,
Star Trek.
So 360, PS3, Wii.
Okay.
But I think the best game of this generation. Oh man, that's difficult.
Well, the only two I've played is Uncharted 2 and Beatles Rock Band. So
can I go ahead?
Yeah, go.
Can okay, I? Yeah, Kyle, go.
Okay, best game of this generation. I'm gonna go ahead and say Half-Life 2 because
that's good.
Not necessarily the game, but the engine was like the seed
the
that like
engine?
Spawned
yeah.
so many games.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
but that
I don't
that
know,
came out
like
during last generation.
Left 4 Dead wouldn't
though,
exist.
So.
Yeah, but PlayStation generationless. Not PlayStation, computer. PlayStation 1.
Yeah, but
well,
Half-Life,
you have the,
Half-Life
you have
2 came out on
box
it came
Portal.
Out on Xbox first.
Yeah, it did.
That's
yeah.
true. But all the sequels came out,
yeah.
or the episodes.
Yeah, Source
so
Engine.
So you're going to say Orange Box? Because that came out on this generation.
I can't just say Half-Life 2.
Right. Just say Orange
say,
Box.
I think if,
say
like,
the Orange
Box. The eventual question is going to be of the decade.
Say,
so, right?
say the Orange
yeah,
Box.
Say Orange Box.
I'll just...
Well, what year was Half-Life 2?
2000. I think like 2004.
That's your pick of the decade?
So
Half-Life 2 is your pick of the decade?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stay
okay.
with it.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Next.
Are we already doing pick of the decade?
This,
wait.
No.
So
well, that's what
Nick's,
Kyle's...
Nick, what's
well,
yours?
My pick for best of
yeah.
this generation?
Best of this generation.
I said my favorite was... I think Uncharted 2 is probably the best of its genres for this generation. Because I think it set out to do... Or what it set out to do, it did a fantastic job of doing.
You didn't like Hellboy, the Science of Evil?
No, wait. I think about
you're not picking,
I don't
you're
know.
Not picking pets?
Maybe, actually, I think I'm going to say... I think I'm actually going to say Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
For best of this generation.
That's good.
Forgot about that.
Okay, my pick generation... Talking about my generation...
talking about my generation...
What did you play?
Best game of the generation.
You only have one option. You only have,
down.
Only
you
have
60 seconds
point,
from now.
No, Mario Galaxy.
Yeah. Ah,
oh,
bastard!
I forgot about that.
I was gonna pick that.
The perfect platforming experience. It's like
yeah. Oh my god!
It
gosh.
Melts in your mouth
that.
And not in your hands. Bad. It's good for a video game to do that.
Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
Yeah. And it's just, it's got good graphics, it's got those controls down, you know,
Which controls?
All of
well,
them.
Those
A
controls.
Button, well, let me just list off some controls. A button, B button, C button, the D button, and then you round it all off with any button, and then...
So you're... Your pick for this generation is Mario's Brother Galaxy.
Mario's Brother Galaxy.
Super Mario's Brother.
Super Mario's Galaxy Brothers.
It's one of the greatest games about brothers since Four Brothers, the movie, the game.
The tie-in game. Yeah.
What about the current movie, Brothers?
That's a prequel. That's when there was just Peggy. Two. No, that was Mario Galaxy.
That was your favorite or the best?
What do you mean? I'm not separating those. I'm not
okay,
Nick.
Fine.
You're not as stupid as me.
I just think they're both the same. Best favorite is my favorite best game of the generation.
Okay.
I think we should have a favorite of this generation, favorite of the last generation that happened in this decade, which was PS2, Xbox. Yeah.
All right, GameCube. We'll do that next.
I already got that one for me.
And then a favorite of the entire decade.
Okay. Alex, this generation.
This generation.
And we totally planned this
I was
out.
Sort of going to... Well, if we were going to also do last generation, I was going to pick Twilight Princess for one of them.
That's the...
I'm not going to pick it for both of them. It's going to be fucking cheap as hell.
Do you like Star Cubes?
I love Star Cubes. No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So,
GameCube's old name.
Because other than that, it would be Mario Galaxy. Twilight Princess. Twilight Princess, I'll say, is my favorite.
For what?
Okay.
For this generation. But I think the best is actually Mario Galaxy. Just because, like, Twilight Princess is a really fun game to play. And... I was talking to Matt about it earlier. Like, there's no... If you want to think of a perfect 3D adventure game, that's pretty much it. Like, you can't really make another one.
Yep.
Like, at least in a technical standpoint.
Well, there's...
You could make a different one, but you can't make... If you're trying to make a generic game, that's the best you're going to get.
What about Hellboy, The Science of Evil?
That's Kyle's pick of the decade. Hellboy, Science of Evil. Run out,
but
snatch it up.
For like
highly recommended.
Matt, what's your favorite of last decade?
I just want to say one thing about Mario Galaxy, and that's it's nice that you could. It's a game where you have everything to start off with. Like you don't learn any new abilities. If you know, you learn it while you're playing. So that was real nice about it. So I wish more games were like that.
Cool. All right. Well, my favorite for this generation is Brawl, and I mean, that's obvious. I've played the most. I enjoy it the most. The best. I thought I was going to be the only one saying this, but apparently I'm not. Is Galaxy. So, I mean,
yeah, that's
I agree with
this generation.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what everyone else says. I mean, every second I was playing that game, I was loving it, and it was as close to a perfect game as I have played.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That game was, for some reason, even more fun for me after I beat it and got Luigi.
Yeah, yeah, no, me too. I beat it with Mario, I played through with Luigi.
It's something about how like spastic Luigi is, that he like kind of slides around a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like it controls different.
Well, it does.
I really love it.
And the levels are so fresh in the game. It's a testament to how well the game is designed and how well the levels are designed and how accessible it is to everybody else.
I can't wait for the sequel.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait till the next one comes out.
I feel kind of bad, though, because this is, like, you know, a Zelda podcast, and we're saying Nintendo games are our favorite, but it really is... You know,
I don't know. I think Nintendo makes games that like stand the test of time.
Yeah.
I think that I get the most long-term enjoyment out of their games.
The test of Ocarina.
Valve for life.
Valve for life, Kyle.
Okay, best right,
so
last
what about last gen?
Yeah,
last
generation.
Okay, my last generation is going to be my pick of the decade.
All right.
No.
I'm
going to
say
don't,
it right
you don't
now.
Have to choose between
or
the
should
two.
I save
you
it?
Should have a pick of this generation, a pick of last generation, and then an overall pick of the decade. Three different games.
Can my overall pick of the decade... Oh, I have to have three different games?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay,
okay. Okay, then my last generation pick is going to go to Battlefront 2.
Ooh, that's good.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
A good game.
That's because my pick of I just had to go with second place for that one because my pick of the decade is from last generation.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
It's Wind Waker.
Kyle's. Yeah. Wind Waker.
Matt, you ruined it.
I forgot about that.
That's okay, mine, I'm gonna go.
Go.
Or Kyle, are you going? Okay, yeah. Go Kyle.
Okay, I'll wrap it up. Last generation, Half-Life 2, obviously.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
This generation, I'm going to go ahead and say Beatles Rock Band, just because I love it so much. And then the overall decade, I'm going to say Fallout 3.
You did all of them.
Because that was
a
completely new experience for me.
You did wrap it up. You got all of them down. Yeah. Down.
Nice.
You're down with a clown.
Love that game.
I worked with a Juggalo, by the way.
That's what I went to University of Subway for.
My pick of last gen is... It's kind of hard for me to pick between the two.
Time Splitters 2.
No.
Yeah, I was actually going to say
that's
that.
Like my multiplayer game of the last generation. But I would say either Ratchet & Clank going Commando or Up Your Arsenal. I guess I'd pick Up Your Arsenal because I like this story better. But... Yeah, that game is just amazing. That series is great. And I think I played through both those games like 80 times. Got every weapon all the way up to the highest level and stuff. Great games.
All right, Alex?
Metroid Prime.
Wow.
Well, it's either... Okay, I think best is Metroid Prime. And favorite would be Melee.
Very good,
Because Brawl sucks. Ass.
Aww.
Terribly.
Aww. Screw you.
Terribly.
No, it's the same
it's
game.
It's a lot fucking slower.
It is slower, but it's still
and you fucking trip. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking
kidding me?
Slower.
And it's like fucking drunk. And I... Rasmatas.
You trip.
If you run, you randomly trip.
Yeah,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
if you run sometimes
it's a 1 in 100% or 1 in 100 chance that you'll trip.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
So you just randomly pick up a strip of acid.
Yeah,
and then
you put
you'll find one on
wild.
The floor.
A strip of
basically,
acid. Kyle's down with cool drug lingo.
everybody turns into different colored Kirbys and starts floating around.
No, if you get Luigi's Final Smash, it's basically like you're tripping on acid.
Yeah.
Because this is crazy.
So,
Luigi just dances provocatively, and then this big like orb
can
of
I, can I take a
drug-related
detour for a second? We went to see Avatar... me and Kyle Daniels were walking in the theater, and I go, hey Kyle, are you high right now? And Kyle kind of says things loudly sometimes, and he just goes, yeah, man, totally high right now. And like, and then this guy who's in front of us turns around and he goes, yeah, guys, me too. We said it so mockingly, and the guy turns around and so serious, and he's like, he was like whispering, so nobody heard him.
Did you ask him what? Did you ask him? Hey, Batman.
Fuck you. why are you being so serious?
He's my Joker impression.
Well, he then continued added that seeing Avatar high was the only way to see.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, totally.
It's true.
Was it in 3D?
Like when I was watching it, I didn't see anything. Everything was.
But
black.
Here's the thing:
I couldn't.
I couldn't imagine. Like, so he probably was in line for a while because he got in first. So he's in line for an hour, and then we got in an hour before the movie started, and the movie's 2.5 hours long. That is one crazy drug that he's smoking that he can stay high for like 6 hours through the whole movie.
He was coming down hard.
He was probably really hungry during that movie, and that's about it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. My favorite game of last generation God. It's either Wind Waker or Melee. I'm going to say Melee just because I played that more. And then the best game is between Melee and Shadow of the Colossus. Or, I mean, Wind Waker and Shadow of the Colossus.
Has anybody played Ico?
Yep, no, it's better than Shadow of the Colossus.
I need to.
Better.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I really need to play it.
It's hard to find. It's hard to find a copy of it.
I'd imagine that when the new game comes out, they're going to put it on the PS Store. Mm.
They better, because they better. My brother sold my copy of it, I'm pretty sure, because I can't find it.
Oh, that sucks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Kyle apparently thinks that that's really cool of Matt's
brother.
What
do you think, Matt?
Really nice of him.
What do you think of that? What do you think of your friend?
I don't have a pick of the decade.
Oh, yeah, so who has a pick of the decade? Pick of the decade, then?
I do. Wind Waker.
When did Shenmue come out?
Good.
Oh, well, wait. That's a good question.
Wait,
does anyone know when Shenmue came out?
Probably 2000, because Dreamcast came out in 1989. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right, I have my picks then.
Wow.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
All right, this generation is Bioshock. Last generation is going to be Time Splitters 2. And of this generation, I mean, of this
decade,
it's going to be Shenmue 1, not 2.
Nice.
I told him to say Parasite. Yeah,
that was...
It did come out in North America.
Yeah,
it was like 96.
November 6, 2000.
Okay, then Parasite Eve 2.
98.
Oh, man.
When did
Power Stone come out?
I don't know.
Man.
It never came out.
I remember playing that at my friend's house in 2001.
I remember playing it at my friend's house in 69.
I was playing it at my friend's house
back
on the moon.
Back in Nam.
Yeah. Back in Nam, all we could do is sit and play Power Stone.
So you were in the shit where everybody was playing Power Stone, right? In Nam?
Did you take any strips of acid?
No, I took some Power Stones, though.
Oh, so you got, like, really cool armor?
Yeah, I got so cool.
You got
cool.
Kidney stones.
And you got blonde, cool. Spiky hair. And could shoot fireballs.
Yeah, you basically turned into Goku.
I basically am the reason that we won Nam.
Oh, wow.
We won?
Are you guys, we won.
Are you blue and gigantic?
And you have your penis hanging out, too?
Yeah. Did they surrender to you?
No, that was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, that's right. Alec Baldwin fought in Nam, but he wore a bunch of body paint and swung his dick around. How did I forget that? I was reading his bio today. Okay, Nick's turn for pick of the decade.
Oh, mine. Wind Waker.
Oh, man.
Sucker.
Matt now stole my thunder twice.
You're fucked now.
All right. I'm going to say Wind Waker, my favorite game of the decade.
Copy.
Close runners-up go to Mario Galaxy and Fallout 3.
Good.
Yeah, great job.
I want to say Wind Waker is definitely mine. Close runners-up include, among the runners-up, are included these following games. Time Splitters 3, Future Perfect.
Future Perfect.
I like Coontown Online. Tyler Perry presents Coontown Online. My Sims.
The Beverly Hills Cop tie-in movie.
My Sims Hang Zone on the
Pets
PSP.
Chickens.
Pets Chickens is a good one. Pets, where your pet is a different version of the Pets DS game, and you have to take care of it and play with it. And by playing with it, you're playing another DS game. It's really just like a... breaks the fourth wall.
Meta?
It's really meta.
Is it metaphysical?
It builds a fifth wall and breaks that one down, too. So.
Oh, wait. Alex is a scientist. Can you tell us about this fifth wall?
It's beyond the dimensional rift.
Is it the dimensional rift? Is it... That's out near Jupiter.
Oh, the dimensional rift is right next to the ethereal plane.
But and the ethereal plane is right next to the monolith from 2001.
It's near
Space
Jupiter.
Odyssey.
Also, secret, you can fly the ethereal plane in pilot wing.
I saw that coming. Oh, God. Is that... No, never mind. Right. Basically, I can't follow up that joke with my ethereal airport joke.
Just be stealing.
You'd be riding Kyle Slender there.
I gotta...
Kyle patented it.
But yeah. Definitely Wind Waker, Time Splitters, and Xbox Brute Force.
Oh, wait. My favorite game of the decade, Red Ring of Death.
Oh yeah, I got
I
my
love that game.
You revolutionized the way I don't play.
Guys,
video
I got my fourth Red Ring of Death on Christmas Eve.
Oh my God!
Merry Christmas. Christmas, Matt.
Man, why do you have four copies of that?
Your mom doesn't know which one to buy, does she?
You love that game so much.
Your mom doesn't know which one to buy.
She bought him the collector's edition Red Ring of Death. It comes in a tin case, and it comes with a special stylist that has an Xbox logo on the end.
A stylist?
One who's
yeah,
stylized?
Yeah.
You know, a little person who writes stuff for you.
It's a little gay Asian guy, and he tells you what to wear.
Are you sure it isn't a straight Asian guy pretending to be gay telling you what to wear?
Yeah, it's in my sim, straight Asian guy pretending to be gay telling you what to wear, then it's got a Z at the end.
How many rings does he have?
Three. On his nipples.
Okay.
Guess which one has two?
Which Asian has two?
Guess
wait,
which nipple has two
why
rings
is
left?
Three, all three on one.
The middle.
Oh, Kyle got my trick question. Kyle wins. He wins a grand prize of
what did
his,
I win?
What you the listener cannot
wow.
see is he is about to get a special gift. It is a Reese's Pieces from a big 1 pound Reese's Pieces bag.
Let's see what color it is.
That I got for Christmas. He got brown.
It's brown.
They're different colors.
I'm
Reese's
eating a
pieces.
Yellow one right. Yeah, Reese's Pieces
oh,
are yellow,
yeah,
brown,
okay.
and
I was
orange.
Thinking the mini Reese's cups.
Nah, no, no way, son. It's Reese's Pieces cast up.
Well, those
in
are
here.
Different colors if you take a strip of acid.
Yeah, if you take a strip of acid, those turn colors. But right now, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna pop two Reese's Pieces in my mouth at the same time. It's orange and yellow. It tastes like a brown town. Tyler Perry's Reese's Pieces. Brown Town. Never forget, you know, 9/11.
Okay.
Never forget to tune in, 9/11.
Did everyone pick
the
their
animated
decade
series.
Picks now?
No, Alex.
Decade,
yours?
I would pick Twilight Princess. And runners-up,
wow.
runners-up, I would pick obscure games. And
Twilight Princess on GameCube.
Wait, were there three Leisure Suit Larrys?
Yeah, there were three. Yeah, there
yeah,
were three.
There were a lot.
There were three Leisure... okay. Then just... Pick one of those randomly, each for my
magnum cum laude,
this gen,
the best
of this
one.
Decade and
it's
of.
Leisure Suit Larry in college.
I want
Leisure Suit.
My mom
would.
For the listener at home, Kyle hung his head in shame when he said, "I wanted to get that."
Video cast.
I couldn't afford BMX Triple X.
I could afford going over to my friend's house. He had the champagne room cheat on BMX Triple X, stripper vids uncensored.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yep, his name was Anthony. Anthony, if you're listening to this, I never forgot.
No. Anthony Anderson?
Uh. 9/11, the tie-in video game.
9/11 XXX.
Yeah.
It's got a you can pilot the terrorist plane. You can pilot Flight 93
into a strip
and
club.
Pilot wings.
You can fly into a strip
in
club.
In pilot wings.
See uncensored videos.
And then yeah, cuz Leisure Suit Larry is actually on board 93. And once you get into the strip club, things start going crazy.
Wait, is that champagne a flowing? Does he have stacks of cash?
Oh yeah.
So
9/11 XXX is probably it's gonna revolutionize. We need to call somebody right now. Peter Molyneux.
I prefer my
call cast.
My 9/11s with a Z. You can raise your terrorist and teach him all about jihad. You can race him and some other terrorists to win as many virgins as you can handle.
Somebody needs to make this
game
right now.
The points
right
you earned
now.
During the game, does that equate to how many virgins you're going to have in heaven?
No. Basically, you get achievements every 70 virgins.
A better question is...
Every 7 virgins?
70.
A better question is, how many virgins can handle me?
Well, Matt, you saw The Shining, correct? You know that part. You know that part where the elevator door opens and all that blood flows out?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's going to be nothing like that. Well, no, it's going to be exactly like that. However many virgins you can cram all that blood into, that's how many you get.
Ooh. Sounds like a dare.
I think that's how sex works.
Right?
Blood and...
That's what I read.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Alex.
Huh?
You've had sex,
a lot of
right?
blood and crying.
No.
You've had sex, right?
Well, what?
Is anything like an elephant?
Oh, man.
I
was hoping somebody on this podcast had.
Science. Do you think I'd get laid?
Yeah.
And I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
He's dressed up like Santa Claus all
oh,
the time.
Oh, yeah, Santa Claus.
Hey, man.
Your cousin looked like she's pretty
into
you.
This buddy of mine
you.
Has a really Asian hot Santa cousin, Claus. And I can set her up with you.
Do you live in New Jersey?
He was talking about you, you creep.
Do you love New Jersey?
Do you love New Jersey? New Jersey, I love you, the new Coen Brothers film.
New Jersey, never forget, saw 9/11 from afar.
Actually, my mom was in New Jersey during 9/11, and she did see
my
it
cousin,
from afar. So
my
never
cousin,
forget,
my cousin
Nancy
was in
Shively.
New Jersey when that happened, too. So. Well, you would...
Oh, oh were they hooking
no,
up
no,
my mom
he,
and
no,
your
he
cousin?
No, he was actually he was on the ferry. He was about to take the ferry into New York, and he got on late.
Oh,
hey,
was he about
hey,
to crash
hey, hey.
That ferry?
My mom was a respectable lady. You don't need to call her a ferry. Just say they were hooking up. That's what
his
I
cousin.
Said.
His cousin was going to drive that ferry into 9/11.
Are you guys related?
Wait.
He was trying to drive the ferry into the World Trade Center.
No, I said 9/11. He's going to drive it into 9/11.
How many planes did they crash into 9/11? Wait, what day was it?
Probably a Tuesday.
Christmas.
It was probably a Tuesday.
That's why we celebrate, right?
Celebrate 9/11, never forget.
On Christmas, we light these two candles in remembrance of the 9/11 towers.
Yeah. Christmas, we watch.
But you have to
on
cut
Christmas,
off.
We watch Die Hard so that we know what to do next time.
You have to try and destroy the candles before they burn.
We
out.
Watch Flight 93 every Christmas. It's a Shively family tradition. It helps us remember the reason behind the season. That day that those guys crashed into the 9/11s. Never forget.
Oh, that's brave 9/11.
Amen.
Okay, fan mail.
Fan mail.
Hold on, Jesus.
Chain mail.
God, what's mine of the decade?
Oh, okay,
I don't know.
Okay, fan mail.
Your favorite,
guys. I'm about
fan
to
mail.
Read the best fan mail of the decade.
Wait, did we get fan chain mail? So does it say like if
just
we don't
Adam,
respond
a,
to this?
Choose a game already, and then we'll just go to the fan mail.
Oh, I thought you meant like chain mail armor.
That
yeah,
too.
That's what I
that too.
Fan chain.
All right, we all
I'm
get chain mail.
I think I'm gonna have to say Melee, with my other ones
Pokemon Snap
very close behind it.
Oh, that
yes,
was
Pokemon Snap. No, Zelda Collector's Edition. Because that had Majora's
count.
Mask and Ocarina of Time.
That's such a cheap. Okay, fuck that. Go to the fan mail. All right,
my favorite is the demo disc.
Right.
My favorite
we,
game
we
of
actually...
the decade, the demo disc I got for pre-ordering Rogue Squadron 3. Because I could play the old 1980s Star Wars arcade game on it.
Oh, hurry.
I'm awesome. Probably going to have to go ahead and say Pokemon Stadium is my favorite fan mail.
Guys, hurry. Hurry. Everyone say their favorite movie of the year.
All right, my favorite 9/11.
Of the year or of the decade?
9/11 of the year. No.
Oh, yeah, your favorite 9/11 of the year.
I was going to say 2001.
I think it was 9/11.
My favorite 9/11 of the year, Brittany Murphy's death. We'll never forget that
no,
either.
No, everyone's favorite movie of the year. Not of the decade. That's too hard.
Okay.
Shit,
God,
what came out
no,
this year?
The year is too hard.
There was so many.
Okay. Here I go. I'm starting this one off, kicking it off. Best movie of the year, Moon, starring Sam Rockwell and the voice of Kevin Spacey.
Best movie of the year, A Serious Man, done by the Coen Brothers. Great
Kyle,
movie.
Kyle and Nick already stole my other one, so I'm going to say Port of Call.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Bad Lieutenant.
Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Great movie.
My favorite is probably Fantastic Mr. Fox. Really or District 9.
That's a close second for me.
Yeah, District I don't know. Either 9. Of those ones.
That's good.
Wait.
Oh, Where the Wild Things Are came out this year, too. That was awesome, too.
If you guys look me up on
what
Facebook,
else
you see my top five.
What else fucking came out this year? Like
Tons
what
of
else?
Movies.
Just start naming them.
Watchmen.
Okay, no. Moon, Serious Man, Watchmen, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Coraline. District 9, Inglourious Bastards, Coraline.
It's a good choice.
That came out in 1978, you idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, you fucking retard.
Piece of shit.
Go suck a dick.
Guys, you can't say that word on
suck.
iTunes.
You can't say suck. You have to say
there you go. You can't say suck. Go s a dick.
Yeah, go s a dick.
You have to say lame.
You could say
lame a dick.
I think mine's. I think I have to say Avatar just because it's freshest in my mind. I was absolutely blown away by the visuals.
But the movie. The story is so terrible.
No, it you know, it's not terrible. It's not good.
So your best movie has
terrible.
a mediocre story.
Has a not good story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boo. I mean, that's what
you're
I do.
Fucking shallow as hell, man.
Because you're full of idiots.
Fucking shallow as hell.
Yeah, you're full
of sure.
Idiots.
Shallow Hal.
Movie best movie of
whatever.
The decade. Hands down.
Shallow Hal. Shallow Hal. All right, fan mail.
Okay.
Let's
go to
fan mail.
Wait, what about me?
Hey, guys, I recently started downloading your episodes, which are freaking hilarious.
When do
you
read hand mail? Stop it, 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 stop it.
And you guys popped up.
No, hey, stop, stop, stop. Wait, Adam reads it, and then Matt insults it.
Yeah, that was the deal.
Right.
And that's how it goes,
Matt.
That's how it's always gone.
I asked why nobody picked Medea Goes to Jail.
Because that was a play. First, it doesn't count.
Right.
It was written as a play.
It was an adaptation of a play. So
there you go.
Okay, keep going.
Start from the
beginning.
Everybody, shut up so Adam can read it.
This is actually a pretty good mail.
Is it from a lady?
Hey guys,
wait, really?
Hey guys,
is she hot?
I recently started downloading your. Oh my god!
Shut up,
yes.
Alex.
Yes, really. Hey guys, I recently started downloading your episodes, which are freaking hilarious. All caps. I can't stop laughing. All of you guys are super funny. I could never choose a favorite host. All I had to do was search Legend of Zelda, and you guys popped up. If you can't already tell, I'm a Zelda fan. Always cool. Last convention I attended, I cosplayed as Link, and yes, I'm a girl. And my little 8-year-old brother was Lineback from Phantom Hourglass. That's pretty sweet. And Laura, I think I know how you feel. Most of my friends are guys, and I hear a lot of these inappropriate comments on a daily basis. Well, anyways, I'm getting off topic. Guys, keep up the good work. I want to hear more of your material. I love y'all. Thanks for reading. Sincerely, Sydney Edwards.
Sydney
from San Antonio, Texas.
Wait. I gotta ask Sydney a question. Sydney.
No, hold on.
Okay.
I'm starting this. You can. Oh, Alex, ask your question. Actually,
Sydney, are you over the age 18?
Yes. That's our number one question.
If you were listening,
email us back.
If you're listening, her twin brother is 8 years old.
It wasn't her twin brother. It's her brother.
Okay, so I'm gonna start dissecting
now, very, very carefully.
Is that the only letter we got?
She said that.
Shh. Yes. Okay.
She said that was getting off topic.
No, hey guys, be quiet. Be quiet.
Check?
Kyle, what were you saying?
She said that she was getting off topic.
Yes. Okay.
Struck a chord.
Anyway,
in my dom.
Shut up! You're a guest. All right.
Okay.
So this, you know, Sydney first. I'm going to give you a little compliment. Best fan mail we've ever received. Sexiest fan mail I've ever received. I would say this is a fan female, because it's a little girl mail.
That's good.
You got it on Gmail.
So yeah, I'm reading to the subtext here. I recently started downloading your episodes, which are freaking hilarious. I still can't stop laughing. Coming, same thing. all of you guys are super funny. I could never choose a favorite host. Me. I mean, like, if you look...
didn't we already agree that you're everybody's favorite host?
Well,
yeah, everybody goes out of their way in the emails to say it would be so much better if you didn't have that Dean Koontz of a guy, Matt.
Right, I mean, if you read into it, when she says super funny, that couldn't describe anybody else. Because I won funniest podcast host in a Zelda podcast in the Podcast Academy Awards.
Yeah, but I won in the Webbies for sexiest and funniest male host in a podcast and or documentary.
I won
for Zelda.
I won in Tokyo.
You're a guest host. Yeah. You're not allowed to
best live guest on air guest host.
I won for
people
most
in
Asian in the Zelda Working Title podcast.
Yeah, but you don't even sound
shut
Asian.
Shut the
so
fuck
how could you
up.
Win that?
Okay,
I'm so, more Asian than you.
All I had to do...
Because watch this. Me Reiki video games.
Mongolian guys, beef. I'm dissecting this email.
Kyle's more Asian than you.
See, that's more Asian than all of you. Okay.
You're right.
All I had to do was search...
You said the word Trump.
All I had to do was search Legend of...
Okay, back to the email.
All I had to do was search Legend of Zelda, and you guys popped up. Yes, I did pop up, as in got a boner. If you can't already tell, I'm a Zelda fan. Zelda, Matt fan. She's a fan. Last convention I attended, I cosplayed as Link. Okay, here's where things get a little weird. That's cross-dressing. I mean, it's cool. Like, one of my favorite things is when you think you're doing it with a dude, and you're like, how did I come this far? And then you take it off, and it's like a Hillary Swank type situation where the face still looks like a dude, but you get a little surprise downstairs.
See, this really, really hot guy, and then you find out
that's
it's
just
a girl,
it's one of my favorite things
very
in life.
Disappointed about it.
And Laura, I think I know how you feel, which, I mean.
Laura hasn't
I think
even been
that's
here
some,
for a while.
That's some lesbian undertones. Laura, I think I know how to feel you. Most of my friends are guys, slut. So,
You completely forgot the whole part about her brother.
Well, anyways, I'm getting off. I think Kyle was hitting on this before. She's getting off topic. Guys, keep the good work. I want to hear more of your materials. What is the materials essential for creating life?
Material world.
Semen.
Oh, our junk. Yeah. Our junk. Tesla.
Prophylactics.
I love you all. Gangbang. Thanks for reading. Thanks for skeeting. Sincerely, Sydney Edwards from San Antonio, Texas. Texas, sexiest state. It even has SEX right in there. And also at. The other ones could be at or T-A-T-N-A. There you go. So I think
that was pretty good. Yeah, that was good reading.
You're the next Jonathan Edwards. You can read into anything.
Anyway,
where's my grandma, Matt?
he's not that kind of Jonathan
Sydney,
Edwards.
Sydney,
he's like the Puritan preacher.
Sydney Edwards,
Jonathan. Edwards.
Seriously, if you're over 18, just give me a call. Give me an e-vite on the web. If you go over to.
Matt will even show you his e-penis, which is.
If you go over to Yahoo Answers,
wait, his anus?
you can ask any of us. We know.
No, just scratch your LCD. And
real D's.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff.
Oh yeah, at this point in the podcast, listeners, scratch circle 10, and you'll get a whiff of Matt's real D.
Well, what about 9 and like 4 through 9?
Oh, those are all just fart smells. Don't scratch those. Whatever you do. We had to order 10.
For the good
10,
of your health.
We had to order 10 circles, but we only had 3 cents. So one is a fart, and then I don't remember what I said about the other ones. And then Matt's real D.
Yeah, so anyway, it was a good fan mail. Just email us back pictures of you as Link, and maybe an extra one for me if you catch my drift.
Nobody.
Thank you, Sydney.
Nobody answered Matt's fan art.
Whatever happened with
I know.
That.
Oh, no. Adam, at this point, you need to start putting the send us emails and fan art at the beginning of the podcast.
At the beginning? All right. It shall be done.
So I'm actually going to do a fan art request
right now. Okay.
I want people to do some investigative work, find out what we all look like. And then draw us all as Gorons doing a circle jerk. I'm putting a call out there. It's the call of the wild, Into the Wild, directed by Sean Penn.
Sean Penn Scott?
Sean
William Penn? Sean
Penn Scott. Sean William Penn, his new movie, American Pie, Book of Love, on Blu-ray and DVD tonight. At midnight. Go snatch it up, everybody.
It's coming out on a Monday.
I don't know when people are going to be listening to this. They could be listening to it 3 years from now, and it comes out.
Comes out every day at midnight. Yeah. Just every day at midnight when you go to a store, they like emerge from the back.
Yeah, they're restocking the shelves because everybody's snatching them up.
Okay,
and that does it, everybody. That's 17 podcasts down, 236
awesome.
More to
well,
go.
Yeah, we've almost hit our podcast quota. This is the last podcast of the year, definitely. How'd you guys feel?
You think? could do one tomorrow.
A year in podcasts.
And another one the next day.
Hey, oh, yeah.
I think we did pretty good.
I've been podcasting with you guys for a year now.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many did we do this year? Did we do like 11 this year except for the first
11 or 12 this year.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. I think we should try and step it up a notch, though.
I would say that the first five don't count because yours truly wasn't there.
I think. I think for next year, New Year's podcast resolution. Next year, more guest stars. Corbin Blue.
It's good.
You know,
lead singer from Broken Side. He's going to be up in the studio. We're doing an exclusive interview with the Millionaires. Millionaires.
I think next year we're going to go to more conventions. I'm going to all the anime conventions in the area.
I'm going to ConCon, the convention.
We may have some of my friends going to E3, and they've agreed to podcast from there for us.
Awesome.
That's so last year.
E3.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to E4.
Well, we're a year late.
E4. The added E is for enchiladas.
Yeah.
Ooh, Electronics Entertainment Expo and enchiladas.
Enchiladas are always good.
No, the enchiladas is in between electronic and entertainment.
Electronic enchilada entertainment. So would you be entertaining the enchiladas with electronics?
No. It's electronic enchilada entertainment. So it's enchilada like web videos, enchilada video games, enchilada snack foods.
Enchilada Hero, the new game where you play
It's a mixture of Cooking Mama and Guitar Hero. Enchilada Hero. Snatch it up, you know? Just so anyway, to your local retailer.
Comes out tomorrow night at midnight.
Tomorrow night at midnight.
Guys, really, really?
Next 9/11, go out and snatch up Enchilada
Hero. We're probably going to do another podcast next week, so everyone that's listening to this one, send us in what are your New Year's resolutions for us.
Yes,
and we'll do them.
No matter how crazy the request, we will do it next year. I promise you that.
Shorter podcast.
No. This is actually a short podcast for us.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my time bar because my time bar is after. Yeah.
But we have some time missing from.
No,
we had breaks.
Don't break the fourth wall.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
We've been going this whole time. We're all in the same room.
Anyway.
Hey, Adam, I'm about to pat you on the back. How does this feel?
Oh, I like that. Yep. A little lower.
How's this? Is this low enough?
A little lower.
We're totally not in a different time zone. That's what makes this so intimate.
More to the front.
Hey, Matt, I'm rubbing your beard right now.
See, that's not funny because you actually have met Matt in
person. And we live like 20 minutes away, so.
The humor in this is that I'm tearing down these four walls that are all around us.
Hey, Will, I'm touching your dead body right now.
never forget.
It's funny because I already forgot about Will.
9/11.
He is my favorite. He's best guest of the decade.
I already miss him.
A decade in podcasts.
I'm putting the medal on
his
body right
now. We're gonna sign out.
The medal.
It looks
a decade in podcasts.
All right.
I gotta go buy a black Wiimote, guys.
Before next week, email us your New Year's resolutions. I think it'd be pretty interesting to hear your opinions of Game of the Year, Game of the Decade, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
email us whatever. If you want to email us, just do it.
Yeah.
Nick's Fan Art Corner, send it in.
Yeah. You can do that, wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can visit our board. Somebody just joined. Has he, like, updated recently saying that...
No, he only has, like,
he said
posts.
So somebody joined, and
he said
maybe
he didn't. He said he
joined because of
the
podcast.
Just Google searched.
Apparently, if you Google search Zelda,
it's probably on
page 400.
No, nothing else Zelda related comes up. It's just one result.
Right.
If you search Zelda, it's one page.
Yeah,
it just says goggle down on the bottom.
You have to search look smart.
Everyone, just think you could interact with me on a daily basis on the web.
There Zelda. You go. Some true incentive.
What kind of interaction,
Matt?
Right,
so sexual. What other kind?
It's the only kind of interaction I
Matt,
go for.
Matt sells real dolls of himself on matt.realdoll.spotspot.org.
And they've got catchphrases,
Okay, we should
too.
Really
Matt's catchphrase is, "Oh, my butthole. I kind of like it."
Hey, hurry, give the information.
All right, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ZWT podcast. Oh, nope, that's wrong. That's our blog. What's our website? Doesn't matter. tinyurl.com/workingtitle. Our blog is zwtpodcast.blogspot.com. You can find us on Twitter by looking for Zelda WT Podcast. Our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And please, if you're listening to us off of iTunes, if you could review us, rate us, do something, let us know how
we're
doing.
Has anybody actually even rated us?
Have some interaction. Nope.
That
means we're perfect.
Suck.
No negative reviews. Dude, we have no negative reviews. I mean,
we no misses on this podcast.
Right. Immaculate. We are the best podcast out there. By far.
Good night.
All right, everybody. Happy New Year's. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'll try not to make the next episode 2 months away. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank
Bye.
You, everybody. Thank you, Kyle. Goodbye. Thank you, Kyle.
Farewell.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Matt.
It was
Thank
a
you,
pleasure.
Alex.
Happy
Thank
New
you,
Year.
Thank you, Adam.
Good
welcome.
Night.
Goodbye.
My grandma going to the store. My mom got $1.99. What?
What?
Hot Cheetos.
Word.